16-year-old boy has been arrested after an army chaplain was stabbed a number of times in the Renmore area of Galway. The incident occurred last night in front of the army barracks there. The Defence Forces have confirmed that in response to the attack, its personnel fired a number of shots. The Bishop of Galway, Michael Dignan, described the attack as deeply shocking and upsetting. And in a statement issued within the past couple of minutes, the Gardaí said that one line of inquiry was to establish if the attack had a terrorism motive. Let's talk first of all to our regional reporter, Teresa Mannion, who's in Galway this afternoon. Teresa, what happened last night?
Well, Rachel, the incident occurred shortly before 11 o'clock last night as the army chaplain was waiting to drive through the gates of Renmore Barracks. He was waiting on the security barrier to rise. I understand he had the window open and his arm in the window when he was attacked by a 16-year-old teenager who was carrying a knife, and the priest received a number of stab wounds to his body. Now, he has been taken to University Hospital Galway for treatment for his injuries. There's a statement from the Defence Forces confirming that the incident occurred at the barracks and that five shots were fired by on-duty personnel in what was termed in strict accordance with force protection protocols after a member was assaulted by a male civilian. Now, the 16-year-old teenager was arrested by Gardaí at the scene and he is currently detained at a Garda station in the northwestern region.
So how's the chaplain now, do we know? He's a man in his 50s, I understand.
He is. He's in his 50s and he has served as chaplain here for well over a decade. Parishioners are very upset here. There's a sign up at St. Patrick's Garrison Church beside the barracks saying that there will be no mass today. But in a social media post, the priest himself posted to say that he's doing okay. He's preparing to go into surgery at University Hospital in Galway. He thanked everybody who has been calling and texting him and said he cannot reply, obviously, for some time, but he's very happy that they have been inquiring after him and thanking everybody for their support and their prayers.
What's the response been locally, Teresa? Because there's been quite a bit of reaction since this news first emerged this morning.
Yes, indeed. The Bishop of Galway, Michael Dignan, said the incident was deeply upsetting and shocking, and he wished the army chaplain a full recovery. And there's also been a statement from the Taoiseach and Minister of Defence, Micheál Martin, saying that he condemned this attack and he commended the Defence Forces for their crucial intervention. Now, Rachel, just in the last few minutes, the Assistant Garda Commissioner, Cliona Richardson, has arrived here at the scene with Chief Superintendent Gerry Roach. But there are no media interviews being given at present because of what they said is the very serious nature of the investigation into this incident.
Teresa, many thanks for that. That was our regional reporter, Teresa Mannion, who's in Galway. And as I was saying just a moment ago, since we came on air, we've received a further statement from the Gardaí. It's not that long, so I'll bring it to you. It says, "An Garda Síochána continue to investigate all the circumstances of this incident. The special detective unit of An Garda Síochána is involved in this investigation. One line of inquiry is to establish if this attack had a terrorism motivation. It says the suspect remains in detention and is being questioned in a Garda station in the northwestern region. Their period of detention has recently been extended." And it continues, "An Garda Síochána wishes to reassure the public that at this time it's not believed this incident is part of a wider conspiracy. A thorough investigation is underway and all relevant bureau have been engaged and are active in progressing this investigation." And it concludes, "The Garda Commissioner has spoken to the Defence Forces Chief of Staff and wishes the injured Defence Forces member a full and speedy recovery." That, as I say, that statement just issued by the Garda Press Office. Well, Mark Keane is President of the Army Representative Association, PD4A, and he joins us now on the line. Thanks for being with us. I know you don't represent Army chaplains, but you do work with them. What's your reaction to what happened last night?
Very good afternoon and thanks again. It's a horrific attack. We're very saddened by it and we wish the Padre a very speedy recovery. Our thoughts and prayers are with him at this point. We're very saddened to hear the events unfolding overnight.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the man in question? As I understand it, he also served overseas.
Yes, indeed. The chaplaincy service would have a long, rich history within the Defence Forces, going back over 100 years, and he has over 10 years service with the battalion in Galway, and he would have also served overseas on many trips. They play a vital role, not just a spiritual role within military life, because we are a family, we are a military family, so they're with us through the good times, the bad times, overseas, when we deploy. They're there for christenings, sad occasions, funerals, but they're also a point of contact. They're not in the chain of command, so people feel free to engage with them, to discuss things. And as I said, they're just there for our members when the times are, especially overseas, or times are bad, they're there, they're right, they come to the forefront during those occasions.
Given all of that, something like this happening in front of an army barracks in Galway, it must be causing a good deal of shock among your membership.
It is very much so, and it is an area of grave concern for our members. But it also demonstrates the training that our members have received, and this has paid dividends. You know, when this incident unfolded last night, their training came to the forefront. They acted straight away and they saved two lives, which is most important.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
Thank you again.
Not at all. That was Mark Keane there, who's the head of PD4A. Let's talk now to security analyst Declan Power. He served in the Renmore Barracks for a time when he was in the army. Declan, from the detail available, what's your understanding of where and how this happened?
Well, Rachel, as I understand it, the attack on the Padre took place just as he was waiting for the barrier and gate to open and to enter the barracks. And the attack continued as the Padre accelerated forward with the assailant attached to the car. And it was then that the military policeman on duty and the sentry on duty, the guard room would be quite close by, took action. The sentry opened fire to fire a number of warning shots that resulted in the assailant eventually being disarmed. And in effect, two lives were saved, as was alluded to there in the previous segment, because in other jurisdictions, it would be highly likely that the assailant would have been shot dead at that point. And indeed, the sentry would have been justified in doing so. The sentry would have opened fire under the confines of what's known as COD6, which every soldier is trained in and would be used in aid to civil power situations, which is very simple and straightforward. You open fire in defence of your own life, in defence of your comrade's life, to stop yourself or your comrade from being forcibly disarmed, and in defence of the post protected. So essentially, to preserve human life will be the highest priority. And it was very fortunate indeed for the chaplain that the incident took place when it did, where it did, that he was able to get the assistance he needed, undoubtedly. We could be talking about a greater tragedy today if that hadn't happened.
Do you think that what happened last night, do you think that it will prompt a security review at army barracks around the country?
I think that's likely, very much depending on what the results of the Garda investigation come up with. If it turns out to be a case that this was a sporadic attack, but that was motivated in some way politically or something of that nature, then that would most definitely spark a review, because it would indicate that there could be some thinking out there that would be put in serving soldiers, serving members of the Defence Forces in a heightened threat atmosphere. However, it may be just the case that this is one individual who, upon further investigation and examination, may have had their own particular personal motives, and that would lessen the need for that. However, I think in any event, an incident like this would spark a review just of procedures and processes for personnel and members of the public entering and leaving military barracks and the security area around it and the response. Having said that, though, I think what has transpired has shown the standards and the protocols worked beyond expectation. As I say, life was saved, and life was not extinguished unnecessarily. So full marks to the personnel on duty at Dúnaoibh Uaillíosa.
Going back to what you were saying, Declan, to us a few moments ago, I think there are two lines in particular in this Garda statement, the most recent statement, that will interest a lot of people. One, of course, is that line about a line of inquiry being to establish if the attack had a terrorism motivation. And the other is the Garda saying they wish to reassure the public that at this time it's not believed this incident is part of a wider conspiracy.
Yeah, this is all under review and investigation at the moment. As I understand it from unconfirmed reports, that some comments were made at the time that are leading the Gardaí to consider that there might have been some particular motivation, but also that this individual, according to preliminary Garda investigations, has no is not known to have any direct links. So this could be an individual who may have been radicalised on a personal basis in some shape or form to the point of wanting to carry out an act of violence against a serving member of the Defence Forces or against a servant of the state. Well, listen, that's speculative now, I hasten to add.
Yeah, we understand. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. That was security analyst Declan Power.